just want to start today by just a little bit of celebration. I want to fill you guys in, for those of you that might not know, what's gone on a little bit at Village Church over this last year. So one of the things we're most excited about is that we have a church plant that's happening out of Village Church. We're not even 2 years old, but we have our pastors and we have the team together that's going to be planting a church in Gladden Farms. We're looking at as early as June of 2018. And so that's a really exciting thing for us, to be a church less than 2 years old and to already be planting a church. We know that church planting is the most effective tool for evangelism. And we've seen that personally, because we've seen over 130 salvations so far just out of this little church in Red Rock, right? And so that's an incredible, incredible thing that is so worth celebrating. We have two new classrooms to accommodate our average of over 60 kids on a Sunday, which is a crazy, crazy thing. I don't think any of us who planted this church ever would have thought we'd be that large with that many kids at this point. We're averaging a little over 20 youth in youth group, which is such an awesome thing. We have six youth leaders, right? Six or five? Six. Six youth leaders. That's an amazing thing, guys. And that's if we're reaching 20 different youth groups, but we've had like over 70 youth come through our youth program. So that's an incredible thing as well. Guys, we are approaching 5% reach of our community. That means that we're averaging close to 150, which means that we're right about 5% of reaching Red Rock, which is a phenomenal thing to be able to say. Again, not something that we ever would have thought we'd be talking about at this point. We've given away over $10,000 in outreach this year. We've saved over $5,000 to give to our first church plant, which is an accomplishment, I gotta tell you. You know, we've impacted this community through, you know, our avenues, like we just did that Christmas tree, the angel tree for Christmas, where so many of you were so generous and donated presents for families in need that just weren't going to get anything else this year. And so that was such a great thing. We had a Thanksgiving food drive. We fed people that needed to be fed. We bought a family a car. How cool is that, right? Like we got to do that this year. That's an exciting thing, you know, and we've just really been able to infiltrate this community and help and just be Jesus in so many different ways that God has opened the door for us to be that. We've also had the opportunity for people to grow and learn through things that we offered, like Financial Peace University, which we're going to be offering again in February or so, and through our CR program, which is our, Celebrate Recovery Program, sorry. Through our Celebrate Recovery Program, which we've had a lot of people go through that, and we've seen some really amazing healing. Our tribe groups, our rooted groups, we've seen lives radically changed. We've seen people literally miraculously healed of ailments and back issues. Somebody came in one Sunday, they were hobbling because their leg was so messed up because they'd injured it, and we prayed over them, and they had a cane when they came in, and they dropped the cane and walked away to their car. They actually ran to their car just to test it out. That happened here, guys. It's even weird for me to say that sometimes, because it's like, that really happened. God really did that. Like, that's an amazing thing. And so, you know, we've seen people healed. We've seen people step into leadership that I don't think they ever thought that they'd be in any sort of leadership. And guys, we bought 4.5 acres of land, which makes, again, zero sense, and we have no idea what to do with any of that, right? But God does. God set all that up for us. It's been an incredible, incredible 2017. And so God deserves a round of applause for that, don't you think? Don't you think God deserves a huge round of applause for everything he's done? God is so good, but life was still hard, right? God's good, but it doesn't mean that 2017 was easy. You know, even as just a church, we saw a lot of hardship, a lot of difficulty, sickness, death. I know a lot of you have faced some really, really difficult things this last season. And we've been able to walk through that with some of you, and I know that there's some of you sitting here that have gone through things that I have no idea about. And so today, what I want to do, I want to make sure that we can close the chapter of 2017 in our lives well. That we close that and we say, everything that happened, every difficulty, every struggle, every hardship, everything that we don't want to have to carry into 2018, that we let it rest and stay in 2017. OK? Can we do that today? Are you okay doing that today? I think it's important that we put that period on things. There was so much good, like I said, but there's a lot that we need to leave behind. So I want to ask a question. Did you ever go into a situation with good intentions, right? Like you were going to do charity work or something, and then it kind of blew up in your face? Like it kind of goes along with that old adage, which I don't believe, but that old adage of like no good deed goes unpunished, you know, that sort of thing. So there was this one time where Jessica, we were living in Sacramento. Jessica's family, her granny and her, we call her granny, and her aunt were being bussed in on a Greyhound. And we were going to pick them up for the holidays. And so we go down to the Greyhound bus depot in Sacramento, which is a shady place, let me tell you. It is really scary. And it was really late at night. It was like the last bus at night. And so we pull up. And we get out and we're waiting for him, and I see this cell phone on the ground. And so I'm like, oh man, it's the holidays, somebody lost their cell phone. All right, I'll deal with this. So I go and pick it up, and meanwhile, I'm picking it up and I'm trying to find, you know, somebody I could call in the phone. It was the days before you had to have a thumbprint to unlock a phone, you know, so it wasn't too hard to get in, and I was trying to figure out who I could call in that list. Meanwhile, Jessica's granny and her aunt, the bus comes in. I'm completely oblivious to this fact because I'm worried about this phone. And like they have bags and stuff like that they're trying to get off the bus and get into the trunk of the car. And I'm just like completely ignoring that whole situation. Didn't say hi. And so Jessica's granny was a little upset with me, and rightly so, right? Because I pretty much ignored them. I'm in my own little world. And so I call this number on this phone, get in the car, and I get a hold of somebody and I say, hey, I found this phone at the bus depot. You want me to mail it to you or something? And they're like, no. We're not too far away. We'll turn around and go back. And so then I have to break the news to Jessica's granny and her aunt, who just came in from a long Greyhound trip. Hey, can we turn around? We were already on the interstate to go home. Can we turn around and go drop this off? And so they were even more upset with me, right? So we get there, and I'm waiting for them. And in the distance, I hear a... And I'm like, what is that, right? And I'm like in the middle of a block, of a city block, and all around, all the way to the end, I could hear there's some commotion happening, right? And this woman comes around the corner, and she's going, Cody! 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 Like yelling at the top of her lungs. And if you know me, I'm not like a, hey, everybody, I'm over here, right? I'm over here, you know, like what is happening right now? And she's like frantic, looking for me, yelling my name at the top of her lungs. And then she comes charging down the sidewalk towards me, and I'm frozen at this moment, and I have the phone in my hand, and I just have it kind of extended to her with like a deer in the headlights looks as she's still saying, Cody, as she's running towards me, right? I offer the phone to her, and as she's approaching me, she says, oh no, and she grabs my face, and she kisses me on the lips. Again, for any of you that know me, this is a nightmare scenario. Nothing could be further than the worst case possibility in my mind. And so I get over the initial shock of being kissed on the face by a woman that I've never met before. And I give her the phone, and I don't even remember what I said to her. I think it was just kind of like a, I have to go now. And like, I turned around and like got in the car. And of course, Jessica's granny and aunt and Jessica all saw this. And so everything was forgiven at that point. All of the them being upset about me not helping with the bags, they're just laughing hysterically because I got what I deserved in that moment, pretty much, right, for them. So I learned a couple things. I learned a couple things in this story. One, I'm never going to a Greyhound bus depot again. That's just not going to happen in my life. I'll send an Uber if I have to for somebody. But also, I learned something from this woman. If the roles were reversed, I never would have gotten that phone. Because there's no way I would be going around shouting some woman's name at the top of my lungs because I couldn't find her. Right? There's no way I would do that. So likely I would have been like, I don't really see anybody standing around with a phone. well, I guess I lost a phone. And then I'd go home, and that would be the end of it, right? Like, I wouldn't be pursuing someone. That's not who I am. I'm too awkward for that to happen. So I learned that, you know, she knew who had what she was looking for. And she was unashamed to call that name out at the top of her lungs. Right? She knew who had what she was looking for. She knew it. You know, I think God has shown us what he has for us. It's all throughout Scripture. He has shown us letter by letter, this is what I have for you. This is what's promised to you. This is what I'm offering you. But how many of us, even just reflecting on 2017, how many of us maybe forgot that? How many of us maybe forgot who we were asking these things of? I think sometimes we go to God and we say things like, hey, God, could you help me with this? God, would you help me through this? God, I need this in my life. Could you? We come to him timid. We come to him often afraid. We don't come to him knowing who he is, stepping into the presence of the only one who can offer it and who has offered what we need. There's somebody in Scripture that did this really well. And really, this is the only thing he's known for, and his name was Jabez. Okay? This story is found in 1 Chronicles. I'm not going to have it up today. This is going to be a shorter sermon today. But 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. If you want to write that down, or if you want to open your Bibles or open up your phone, your app or whatever, for that, it'd be great. But 1 Chronicles 4, 9 through 10. It says, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. That's the whole story of Jabez. Nothing else. That's it. But this is what Jabez is known for, boldly approaching God, asking what God wanted to give him. And God freely gave it. So what I want to do today is I want to use this prayer to help us close 17 out well and be ready to open this new chapter into 2018. So what I want to pull out of this especially is that the fact that prayer changes everything, guys. Prayer changes absolutely everything for us. And so let's look at how we should pray from this passage. The first thing that we want to do is we want to know, you need to know who you are addressing when you pray. Know who you are addressing when you pray. Just like that woman, right, calling Cody at the top of her lungs. She knew who she was looking for. She knew who I was and what I had. Jabez knew to boldly call out to the one who had what he was looking for. When you pray, we're meant to acknowledge who God is to you. We're meant to acknowledge who God is to us. Not who you hope he's going to be, who he is, who he's promised us he is. He is the absolute holder of everything that we need. Matthew 7, 9 through 11 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks you for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? This morning, are you unsure of who you're praying to? Are you unsure in this moment of who you're praying to? If you want 2018 to be different than the last year, the best place for you to start is to have an accurate understanding of who God is and who he is to you. Amen? It's vital. I'm going to give you just some quick tips. Best thing to do, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Pray. Form that relationship with God. Get to know him. Get to know his people. Fellowship with one another. If you want to grow in who God is and what he has for you, this is why we press these tribe groups so much. In those tribe groups, every week we ask questions that will help you grow in your understanding of who God is and who he is to you. All right, the second thing that we have to do is we have to get rid of our expectations. Jabez says that you would bless me. See, he doesn't ask for blessings in general. He doesn't say, God, I want blessings. I want this and this and this and this. He's saying that you would bless me. He's putting the blessings on God's terms, not on his. And that is vital for us. That is absolutely vital for us to understand how important that is. The only way 2018 will be better in the area of prosperity and blessing in our lives is if we realign our own ideals with God's. If we realign in our own thought processes what blessing looks like for us. We often think that blessing comes in shiny new stuff, right? Shiny new opportunities in our lives, but we often neglect the fact that that's not the way it always comes from God. Blessings typically give us what we need. Blessings typically push us into where we need to be. That's what blessings from God look like. So we have to get rid of our expectations of what blessings look like for us, put those aside, and take on what God has for us, even though we know, might not know what those are going to be. That way, if we do that, we'll never be disappointed. We'll never be disappointed with our surroundings. The next thing is that we have to know that God is concerned with his kingdom, not yours. Know that God is concerned with his kingdom, not your kingdom. It says that you would multiply my territory, Jabez says. Multiply my territory. And you know what? A lot of people think in that moment that Jabez is really referring to the physical land, you know, that he wants to multiply. But you know what? He was from the line of Judah. Of the two kingdoms, that was the one that was way more closely aligned with God throughout its history. It still made a lot of mistakes, but that's also the kingdom that Jesus came out of, the line of Judah, right? And so we can assume, it doesn't say specifically, but I'm sure we can assume that Jabez was also referring to the spiritual territory that God had for him. God, would you enlarge my kingdom? Would you enlarge who you ask me to be and the territory that you're asking me to take? Here's the thing. Let me ask this question. Do some of you today need to claim or reclaim some of the land that Satan has taken from you in 2017? He's been marching on you. He was marching on me too. He marches on all of us all the time to try to wear us down, to push us back. Do some of you today need to claim or reclaim the territory that Satan has stolen from you in 2017? If so, when you pray, ask that God would enlarge your territory. God, give me what I need so I can be who you need me to be for your kingdom, not for mine. Do you get that? Does that resonate? Okay. The next thing, always acknowledge his presence with you. I love this. It says, because your hand will be with me, right? Jabez says, your hand be with me. He understood that all the blessings and all the favor in the world are meaningless and really they're incredibly dangerous without God's guiding hand moment by moment, even in the face of blessing. Because the blessings that God gives you can become the greatest curse in your life if those blessings force you to take your eyes off of God and focus on those blessings. Do you understand? That's why I think God sometimes doesn't give us the shiny things, because he knows we're not ready for the shiny things. I don't know that I'll ever be ready for the shiny things, because you know what? I think I probably would. If I won $1 million tomorrow, like, would I do what's right with that money? I hope so, but you know what? That's a pretty big temptation. It's a pretty big temptation to be like, well, I've always wanted like a razor, you know, like, that'd be pretty sweet. Like, oh, what is that? That's nothing, right? Like, it's $1 million. And then you say like, well, we could upgrade the flooring in the house a little bit, you know, Like, that'd be nice. We have people over for church. It's okay. You know, you start making excuses for all these things. Even if you might pray and say, God, if you give me $1 million, I'm going to give it all away to people who need it. And then it ends up being like, well, I gave away like $10,000 of that. And so that's still good, right? God's still happy with that, right? And then all of a sudden you have this pile of stuff that you're focusing on all the time, having to maintain, having to worry about, oh, it got scratched. Oh, my goodness, the world is over, right? Your blessing without focus on God can become your greatest curse. So I would pray that this year, as you move forward, that above anything else that you ask for, you pray that part of this prayer, God, would you be with me? God, would you guide me? May your hand be with me every step of what I'm going to face this next year. And the last thing I want to say is that we have to trade the world's labels on us for God's labels on us. I love this. It says, keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. The name Jabez literally means born with pain. Or another translation is, he makes sorrowful. Right? What a great name. Thanks, Mom. Right? Born with pain? Really? You got to say that like the rest of your life? What's your name? Born with pain? Like, my mom's not too happy with me still. She still gives me a hard time about this, right? Like, that's horrendous. But listen, that's a label that he wore. He wore this label of that I am one who makes people sorrowful. He who makes sorrowful. He who's born into and with pain. But in this moment, he says, God, keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. What Jabez is saying there is he's saying, God, take away the labels that I wear. Take away the lies in my life, that which hurts me. God, would you define who I am? Don't let anybody else in this world define who I am. What has 2017 tried to label you as? Maybe 2017 left you with feelings that you were worthless. You're useless. Those are really common. We're just not good enough. Maybe this last year told you that things will never get better. That this is just the way it is. That this is just your life now. Maybe 2017 told you things about your character. Like, you can never change. You're stuck with this in your life. Just deal with it. You're always going to be unhappy. You're always going to be miserable. It's just the way it is. Suck it up. Deal with it. So much in our lives try to place labels like that on us. But let me tell you, only one person gets to label us anything, and that's the one who created us. So today, I know some of the heaviest weight that some of us feel today are from what has happened this last year. And when I say we need to close that chapter, I mean we need to never go back to some of those things. We faced hardships, we faced difficulties, we faced pain, we faced carrying lies that we never ever wanted to, but we just do. And what I would ask in order to close out this chapter well is that we take those things in our hands. We ball them up and we give them to Jesus, never to take them back. That's as easy as it is. That's what he offers us. He offers us instant change, instant redemption from the brokenness that we carry. And he offers that to you today. All you have to do is take it. Just take a moment. Take stock of what 2017 has tried to label you as. And get rid of it once and for all, taking on a new name, a new label that God wants for you. I'm going to ask Chris to come up in a second here. What he's going to do is he's going to lead us into a time of testimony and into a time of really, I know this is a little scary, okay? But before we do worship, I want to pair testimonies with a time of maybe confession, but with the idea that we want to confess things that we're done with starting in 2018. So I would love to hear what God is doing, what God has done. Let's celebrate first. Let's hear the good things that God has done in our lives, right? But maybe after that, can we say, this is what I'm done with. I'm putting this away today. I'm giving this label to Jesus, and I am closing out 2017, never picking this thing up again. And then Chris is probably going to have a little bit more for us after that. Let's bring him up.
All right. I'm excited to have you guys share testimonies of just things that you're thankful that God has done in your life this year. So we can start with, does anyone have a testimony just of anything that they want to give God thanks for? Maybe it has to do with what did God teach you in 2017 or a breakthrough that you had this year? Go over here to Matt.
I can't pass up an opportunity for the microphone. This year, we were surprised with the pregnancy. I was done having kids after our second, and she's 6 and a half now. And we just kept putting it off, and I'm like, getting nervous. Like, man, I need to go get this taken care of before we get a surprise. And then in March, I remember the moment. I was in bed. I was at work, and I was laying in my RV just talking to Ashley, and she pulled up a pregnancy test. And I literally said, who'd you steal that from? And I could just not believe. Like, I was just in shock for basically the next 9 months. And last Sunday, our son was born. And it's unbelievable. I was talking to him, which he doesn't know what I'm saying, but I just told him, like, I never wanted anybody else in this family, but now that you're here, I could never imagine it without you. And just when I look at him, I just see God's love, and God is so good to us. He shocked us with this baby, and like I said, I could not imagine life without this little guy. And I'm excited for what he's going to do in our future. If that better not be another baby. But God has shown his love and faithfulness, and he has just provided for us in every way, and has just blessed us so much. And now the pressure to carry on the Jennings name is off my shoulders, so it's all on him now. So I just want to praise God for that little man and the way that God has brought him into our life.
Amen. Let's give God thanks for that. God bless you guys. Who else? Who has a testimony they'd like to share? Don't be shy.
I want to say thank you for finding this church. And my grandpa. It's given me a break from being just lonely. And now I'm going to be able to give them back to their mom. We've heard the court say that she gets to go back, both of them. We're very happy. And I look forward to the next year of growing in Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we just pray that God would bless that situation even further, and God's always just working on your behalf when you don't think he is, and he's just so good like that. He's the God of reconciliation. So anyone else? Oh, come back to you, Greg. Tell us your name.
My name's Mike Johnson. Big gift that I got this year was I lost my job back in July, and it was a hard period for us because as a husband, I want to be able to provide for the family, and it left me in a tight spot. I just did odd in and out jobs, and then God gave us an early Christmas gift, and it changed my life around. I'm a manager at Salvation Army now, and huge blessing. Offer back, be able to provide for the family, and just be able to be in an organization that is very Christian-based, be able to work with fellow employees that are also Christian. It's just a huge relief off my back, and be able to be part of an organization. I have a bright future ahead, and I'm excited for what's going to come.
That's awesome. Praise God.
Great. 2017 has been a really good year. I can't complain. You know, I had a lot of opportunities for personal growth. Cody mentioned Celebrate Recovery, and I went through that program because I had a severe self-esteem depression, suicidal thoughts, and anger, a lot of anger. And that program, it got me all the way through, you know, and it taught me that I didn't need to carry that stuff, and I gave it all to God. And that right there in itself is a blessing. I don't have thoughts like that anymore. I know my place. I know what I'm supposed to do. And I know that God's there for me. With that being said, we had a little bit of hard time financially. Right around the beginning of December, my daughter, she fell off a playground equipment about 6 feet, landed on her head, knocked herself unconscious. We had to take her to UMC where she, you know, only had a concussion, thank God. But still, we racked up medical bills for that. And right after that, my little boy Corbin got a virus. He went to UMC, and cha-ching, there's some more bills. And icing on the cake, our dog of 8 years suddenly developed epilepsy, and that was a $1,250 visit to the vet hospital. And now she's on medication, and we have to take care of that. And within a two-week time period, we were upside down by almost $4,000. And my wife and I, our first reaction is to stress about it, think, how are we going to make this right? What are we going to do? And we both were like, let's let God handle this, you know, and things will work its way out. Because of all that stuff, Christmas was kind of light, and we had gifts and everything, you know, we were able to provide for the kids, but it wasn't what it usually is and how we save and what we can do. And we opted to not get a Christmas tree. You know, that was added finances that we could have used to pay for bills. And my daughter, she told her teacher at school that we didn't have any money and we weren't going to have a Christmas tree and we weren't going to have Christmas. And so my wife is talking to the teacher and she says, no, that's not the situation. This is what's going on. We're fine. Everything's good. And the teacher said, well, our school has been blessed with a large donation. And we went out and we bought presents for your kids. And she said, you know, she told my wife, come up to the school, pick them up, you know, they're yours. And Megan called me at work and she told me about that. And for me, my first reaction was like, well, we can't take that. You know, we're better than people who actually have to have this stuff. And I was talking to a couple of guys at work who follow Christ as well, and they said, you know what, you can't turn that gift down. That's God's blessing towards you and your family, and he knows what you guys do for a community. He knows what you guys do with the church, and he knows that when you have the opportunity, you will pay it forward. So we took that, and the day after, this is now that December 22nd, it's a Friday right before I got to go home for a week and a half for work. And my boss takes us all out to lunch for Christmas, and he says, hey, you know, I told you guys we weren't going to be able to do bonuses. We were going to have an issue. One of our clients didn't pay us, and long story short, sorry, it's going to be no bonuses for Christmas. But he hands out envelopes at Christmas lunch, and I go back to my desk. I open up this envelope, and it was a $4,000 bonus. You know, and tell me that's not a blessing from God. You know, it's almost what we were needing, and he takes care of us. And because of that, we decided that we're going to start collecting presents now, and next Christmas we're going to sponsor a family. And we don't know what this family's going to need. We don't know kids or whatever, but as we're going to the store, if we see something we like, we buy it, throw it in the garage. And we've already got two big totes of Christmas gifts for some other family. So the biggest thing I learned is let go and give it to God. Don't carry it, because it's not your burden. It's his. And know that he's going to take care of you, whatever you're going through. Pray about it. And like Cody said, know who you're praying to. And no matter how hard it is for you and the struggle you're going through, know that he's right next beside you and he's got your back. He'll take care of you. And I'm carrying that into next year. I know I'm not the person that I portrayed myself to be for 37 years. And I'm looking forward to 2018. It's a new me. It's a new life.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else want to share?
First, I just want to thank God for bringing Cody and Ashley here for Village Church. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without them in this church. All the members here became not just friends, but family to me. And being new, learning about Jesus has been such a change for me. And I'm just so grateful. I know that I still screw up, but I'm getting better. And I have a new beginning. And there was a sign at a store that was just like, it was there for me. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I just keep holding on to that. And I'm putting my past in the past. I'm going to have my divorce final soon. And I'm looking forward to a whole new me. And I'm just so grateful. So grateful.
Amen. Anyone else want to share?
I don't do this. This is not me. But we came here to Red Rock 1 year ago. Last December. And my husband and I came because he couldn't stand the cold in Prescott Valley. So we came to Red Rock. He loved the warmth and he loved it here. But then he passed away in April. And I had been taking care of him, taking care of my daughter, taking care of my grandchildren, taking care of my great-grandchild, and trying to do it all myself. And it got to the point where I was so burdened, I couldn't handle it anymore. And I finally had to give it up to God. And he has gotten me through that. I'm so very grateful for the 37 years that I had with my husband. I loved him very much. But I'm ready for a new start for 2018, letting God have control of my life rather than me trying to control it and trying to control everybody else's life. And I'm hoping and praying that my family will do well and then I will have a better life when he's in control. For 2018, I think it's got to be better than it was. And I'm so grateful that he's in my life.
Amen. God bless you. Anyone else like to share? Craig.
Thank you. Oh, it's been a really weird year. Like Matt, we got some unexpected news. Well, it was expected. We've been tried a couple times for Sarah to get pregnant, and the second time took. I was done having kids 14 years ago. little unexpected but expected, but still kind of like, I don't know what's going on with this. It's going to be kind of weird. Then found out we're having a baby girl, and I don't have any girls, so this will be an adventure in itself. But as far as personally, it's been just like a super weird year. The first 10 and a half months were like great. A lot of good things happened, a lot of stretching, a lot of growing, a lot of challenging myself spiritually, and a lot of good things came out of that. And then sometime in November, I don't even know exactly when, I've been racking my mind trying to figure out exactly what it was that happened, and I, for the life of me, can't figure it out. It was like, if you're driving along and you're not really paying attention and you hit a speed bump going way too fast and you're not expecting it, and it kind of leaves you frazzled for a while, that's pretty much what happened to me sometime in November. And I haven't been able to figure out what that speed bump was, and I don't really think it matters at this point anymore, but I'm still kind of frazzled and trying to get over that. So while it was like the first 10 months, I made like a lot of giant leaps forward and stuff like that. Like the last 2 months have just been, I don't know, I feel like I've taken like 30 steps forward and then 25 steps back, and I'm not really sure what's going on with it, and I'm trying to leave that behind into the new year. I don't want to carry that stuff with me anymore. I'm tired of having self-doubt and discouraging to myself. I'm just trying to leave that behind now. This is something where I feel like I've been carrying this around for a long time. Every year it seems to happen right around the same time. Last year was different because it was my first year here in Red Rock. It was coming home from a deployment with a new life and a new place and a lot of new experiences. And so I don't remember at least experiencing that much of this kind of depression thing last year, but then just this year, it's hit me really, really hard. I've stepped out of a lot of roles that I feel like God had led me into, and I know that I didn't do as great a job as I could have in some of that stuff, and I owe people apologies for that because I was too busy focusing on myself and my own crap and not being able to look at what God was wanting me to do with other people. I'm ready to leave that behind.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Maybe a couple more.
I I just want to say praise God. I'm just so thankful for today. I really am. A lot of you that know me have known the last couple holidays have not been the best, but that's okay. I'm still praising him today. I am so thankful for 2018 because I was able to go to Cambodia and meet tons of new people across the world that I still am friends with and I know are supporting me. And I am just happy with for Village Church because I have a lot of family members that aren't blood related but are my true family here with me as well as my blood family. My dad is in ICU. Some of you do know that. But I'm praising him today because I know that he's there with him and I know that I'm not alone because I'm so thankful for everyone in this church because I'm not alone going through this. And in 2018, I know that my dad will come home and will be well and be able to add on to his testimony that he had in 1970 that God was going to take his life within 24 hours and didn't. And wasn't going to have kids and now has three of us and 12 grandkids and four great-grandkids. So my dad's testimony is going to live on, and I can't wait to share that with every one of you when he comes home. So thank you, everyone, for all your support and all the meals my family will have going forward. So thank you.
Amen. Maybe one more.
Coming up on a year in Red Rock, and this is more of a praise report, but I know a lot of you guys said, you know, this is an awesome church to be at, you know, and praise God for Cody, for all you guys who welcomed us into the community, just the love and support, and there's a lot of bad stuff that happens through the year, but to sum it all up, to have a good attitude, you really need to focus on the God moments. Your child being born, from the highest to the lowest, from your child being born to God bless me today with an easy day at work. You know, just the little things you need to focus on. And that's what's going to determine your outcome going into this new year, you know. And that's what you need to focus on. You also need to focus on, a lot of people say because of Christmas, because of New Year's, it's a suicide season. You know, it's a real thing that happens, you know. There's a lot of people that need Jesus, that don't know Jesus. And to think that the words coming out of my mouth into someone else's ears by me telling my story to them and that they can change their mind, you know, hey, I might go kill myself today. Oh, wait, you know, there's hope, you know, new year, new hope, you know. That should be incredible to you that you can actually change someone's actions with the words that you say. And just that little bit of, hey, Jesus loves you. Hey, you know, this is what happened in my life. Jesus loves you. And you can have this too. You don't even have to go that far. You really don't. You just have to go, hey, Jesus loves you. Give them that hope. Let them see the light. And Jesus is going to do it, bud. He's going to work through you to touch people. And that's a miracle in and of itself. So, focus on the new year. Think about the past. Have good thoughts. You know what I mean? Focus on the good stuff. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So.
Amen. Thank you to each and every one of you for sharing. You know, it takes a lot of courage, and sometimes it's embarrassing. But I just want to affirm you that when you share, it gives God the opportunity to maybe intervene in the same way, in a similar way, on behalf of someone else that needs it. Because we all come in here and, you know, we don't know what we're facing sometimes. But before we go, we're going to get ready to go into a time of worship. I definitely want to, together as a church, really put that closure to 2017 and just read a few verses here that I would like to just bless you with. And we can go into 2018 just confident that God is he's working on your behalf, that he loves you. You know, in a lot of the testimonies that were shared, a lot of times we think that we're disappointing God, or, you know, we messed up. And but, you know, the amazing thing is that when you mess up, you think that maybe God loves you less or that you've disappointed him. But he looks at you like a father, and he loves you more. He sees that you're struggling, so he comes after you even more. You know, it says in scripture that he went after the one that was lost, and he runs towards you. God, he's so good that way. God is a good father, and he knows exactly what you need. And his nature never changes. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's the God who heals. He's Jehovah Rapha. So if you're needing healing, if you're needing that miracle, you know, we're going to join and agree in prayer with Esther for her dad to come home fully healed. And he'll be able to testify that. You know, if you're needing that healing in your life, maybe you need that in your marriage, maybe you need that in your finances. And it's like what Cody said earlier, the best place to go is the Bible. It's really simple, you know. I was praying about 2018, and I felt like God dropped this verse, John 20:18. And I looked it up, and it was when Mary Magdalene, she was devastated because Jesus had been crucified, and she was walking down the road, and it was a gardener talking to her. It turns out to be Jesus, and so she went and told the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." And she told him, "I've encountered the Lord," and she told them what he shared with her. So to me, I felt like God was saying, that's what I want you to do in 2018. Make time every day to just encounter Jesus, right? And then share what he shares with you. Share with people that what you encountered when you encountered Jesus. And it's a privilege, it's an honor to serve Jesus. And like what Cody said, you know, we have to remember who it is that we're praying to, because sometimes we face these difficulties, impossible situations, but God is the God of impossible. And it only takes the faith the size of a mustard seed. And so today we're gonna, if I could just have you guys stand up, we're gonna put closure to 2017. And I always just want to start this time by just giving God thanks and honoring him. Maybe just close your eyes for a second. I'm going to read these verses here. And just in your heart, just give God thanks. Give him honor. It says in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And then in Psalm 107, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love continues forever." And that's what those who have been set free by the Lord should say. We should say that he has set us free from the power of the enemy. And I like what Paul says in Philippians, "Brothers and sisters, I don't consider that I have taken hold of it yet, but here's the one thing I do. I forget what is behind me. I push hard toward what is ahead of me. I move on toward the goal to win the prize God has appointed me to win. And the heavenly prize is Christ Jesus himself." So today we're, as we close out 2017, we're going to We're going to do something. It's just symbolic of crossing into that new season. We're gonna take a step forward. Maybe you want to maybe get into the aisles or something. I don't know. It seems it's just something that we can do as a point of faith, a point of reference, that we're gonna leave 2017 behind. And we're gonna cross into 2018 with the promises of God. But I want to read that what it says in Isaiah 54. That 2018 is going to be a year of enlarging your tent, stretching your curtains wide, holding nothing back. Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Maybe some of you are wanting blessings or breakthrough in work. And the amazing thing about the word is that you can find God's instructions for you in those areas of your life. And it says that if you lack wisdom, ask the Lord, and he's more than willing to show you. But maybe you're looking for blessing or promotion at work, and it says in Luke 6:38, Colossians 3:23, this is something that we can all do, is that we can work at everything we do with all of our heart, and work as if we were working for the Lord, not for human masters. And you will finally receive as a reward what the Lord wants you to have, because you are serving the Lord Christ. Maybe some of you want that breakthrough in your marriage. It says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And a wife must respect her husband." And so this coming year, we want to align ourselves with the blessings of God, like Cody said, to pray and ask God to bless us, but according to his blessings. And so just a couple more verses here about prospering. It says, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." And of Proverbs, it says, "Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor." And in Joshua, "Keep this book of the law on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." So we're going to pray, and after we pray, you can just take that step forward. You can do it there in your chair if you want to get into the aisle and do it. Just take that step forward going into the new year. But like what Cody said, the main thing that we want is we want Jesus to be with us. We want Jesus to be in our 2018. We want him. We want his presence. So let's pray, and then we'll cross into 2018. Lord, I just thank you for each person here. Lord, the families, the stories, the trials, the tribulations. Lord, you said that in this life we will face trials, but take courage, take hope, because you have overcome the world. And Lord, we know that with you in our heart, with you in that first place, Lord, we take that right now, and we give you our lives. And we say, we put you first, Lord, going into 2018, that we'll take that time to encounter you. We'll take that time to get into your word, to fall in love with your word and what your word says about our marriages, about our finances, about our work, about our children, about every part of our life. And Lord, it's our delight, it's our honor, knowing that you have the best plan for us. God, plans to bless us, to prosper us, to give us a hope. The future. We just acknowledge you, God, that you are our provider, you are our healer, you are our savior, and God, you are the God of more than enough. So Lord, we place our lives and every part of it before you. even right now, God, we just lift our hands. We praise you. We thank you. We just take a moment, God, to say thank you so much. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending him to die on the cross for us and that he rose again. And God, you haven't left us alone, but you've given us your Holy Spirit. So we pray that even right now, as we have our hands raised, as we have our hearts bowed before you, we ask for a fresh anointing, a fresh touch of your Holy Spirit to head into 2018, and that we can receive that every day over this coming year. Lord, I bless every person here in the name of Jesus. We just thank you so much, God. You're so good. You're worthy of our praise. We're excited to see what you have for us, and that you are with us, and that with God all things are possible. So we bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's take that step forward and cross over, and then we'll go into some worships. You guys ready? We'll just go on the count of three. One, two, three. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.